Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you ever want to know who your real friends are, move. I feel like I've had to ask so many friends and family members for favors lately.
If it's not helping you move something, it's helping you store something, it's helping you plan for something, it's tough.
What was the biggest favor you ever had to ask someone or someone's asked of you? Austin.
I was going on vacation and I asked my college roommate, I was like, can you watch our cat? And they were like, sure. And that doesn't seem bad, right? But the cat was not only pregnant, but like right at the end of the pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh.
It ended up the cat had the kittens at his house. And then he calls me. He's like, why wouldn't you tell me this cat is pregnant? And we haven't talked in a while.
Dude, if you had me dog sitting or cat sitting and you didn't tell me the animal was actually pregnant, I'd feel bad and be upset on multiple levels. First off, wasn't I supposed to be caring for this animal in some special way? Second off, thanks, man. You ruined five of my bath towels.
How do you know that a cat is pregnant?
They're fat.
How do you know you just don't have a fat cat?
No. And then they get... It's a pregnant animal. You'll see it. It's a cat.
Adrian, what was the strangest favor you've been asked or you had to ask somebody?
Okay, so this is really crazy, but my next door neighbor just this week asked me if I would be her surrogate.
No, your neighbor?
What?
I know, right? Like, I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I have three kids of my own, so I guess she figures I'm fertile Myrtle and, you know, I can do the pregnancy thing.
Do you know her well? Like, is she like a very good friend of yours?
She's a pretty good friend, but I think that's going a little bit far. Like, I'm not quite sure about this, you know? Like,
hold on. Let me think in my head, who would I be a surrogate for? Let me think. With no money involved, just out of the goodness of my heart.
Yeah.
I hated being pregnant so much.
Yeah.
Like, I despised it. My sister, obviously, mm-hmm. but she's got kids now, so she's good. I guess maybe two of my best friends.
Okay.
That's it.
I mean, what's the overwhelming feeling when a neighbor approaches you with something like that? Like, is it this person, it's flattering, this person admires me and what I've brought into the world and so forth? Or is it, like, creepy, like this person thinks, I don't know, I'm attractive, my family is attractive, my kids are attractive? Like, I don't know, like, what's the overwhelming thought that comes to you?
Well, first thing was kind of shock, right? It was so out of left field. I really wasn't expecting that. Like, who ever asks a question like that? And then I guess I kind of felt sorry for her. I think that was kind of the next thing I felt, you know, like it was sweet of her to think of me, even though I thought it was a little bizarre. Like, I'm with you. I think I could do it for my sister, but for just a random person in my life, I don't know. It just seems like a lot to ask someone.
So what did you say? Well, I mean, I do feel bad for her because it's true. Like, for her to have to come to you, that means that those other options weren't there. So that's sad. So, but what did you
say? Well, I just told her I had to think about it. And honestly, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I feel comfortable with this because she's not family, you know, and I feel bad for her, but I'm thinking, gosh, 9 months of pregnancy and then I have to give it to her and then I'd have to see the baby all the time next door. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, that is the biggest part.
Right. That's a lot to think about.
I'll be thinking about this the rest of the day.
It's always uncomfortable when you have to ask someone for a favor. I am moving and I have never asked for so many favors in my life.
Mm.
I have pods at people's houses, people's garages filled with things.
There should be a fleet of pickup trucks out front of your house coming up.
Oh, there will be. Steven.
So a friend of mine kind of got in a bind, had to leave town real quick. He had a family emergency. Nobody to keep his pets. And like, I'm a big dog guy. I know he's got a dog. I knew he had a cat. I don't love cats, but whatever. I'd take care of the cat. So I get there. He's already out of town. I unlock the door, and I walk in. The dog, there's a note saying he took the dog and the cat to the vet, and he was thanking me for keeping the pet. So I walk into the house. First time I've ever been there. Two birds, snakes, eight different lizards, all of which I have known nothing about, right? I call him a couple of days in, tell him everybody's doing okay. I'm following everything. I'm making the right food for the lizards. I'm feeding the birds. I'm doing all of that. And then I see this. He asked about one, and I didn't know anything about it. And it's in this, he tells me there's this little Tupperware container, and I had missed it. And it was like one of those big tote things, right? And there are some holes in it, but I open it up, and the lizard's in there not moving. And we're not talking like a little lizard, like a big lizard. So I'm on the phone with him about to tell him that his lizard has died. And I reach in to pick it up, and he starts screaming, "That one's poisonous. That one's poisonous. They play dead before they attack." So I slam the lid down on it, put some books on top. And I like that's that. And I did it. But that is by far the strangest. Like, how do you have poisonous animals in your home just in like a Tupperware?
Bigger question. How do you have poisonous animals and you ask somebody that doesn't know about them to come watch them for you?
Good idea.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like he was conducting an experiment.
He was already on the road. The person that was going to take care of him, like, fell through, that apparently knew what they were doing. I was his last hope. I guess I just thought I was going to take care of the dog and the cat.
Yes.
Instead, lizards, snakes. I had to feed one of the snakes. That was not fun.
No.
That poor. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not talking like it was big. We're not talking like little mouse. Like, we're talking you feed it a bunny. It was terrifying.
Oh, gosh. Stop it. I don't want to have this conversation.
Morgan, strangest favor you ever had to ask somebody?
I have a friend housing a ton of my stuff in her garage. My third divorce. What the really crazy thing is my ex-husband is also her ex-husband.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I mean, it's bad enough that I have to ask my friends to store stuff in the garage for me, but the fact that you guys share an ex-husband seems very strange to me. I don't know how you deal with that.
Girl, at this point, it's your third ex-husband. Get rid of some of your stuff.
Right. I need therapy or something, right?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.